Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Hello, everybody. My name is Charlotte Meller, and I'm here today to tell you about my website. ThroughScarletsEyes.com is an online parent support and information sharing network for families raising visually impaired children. Firstly, I'm going to tell you a little bit about how the website was born, as it's rather a nice story. Well, as the name suggests, there is a very special little girl involved. I have a 5-year-old daughter named Scarlett who was born blind. She has the condition optic nerve hypoplasia, which was diagnosed at 4.5 months. Scarlett is not only the inspiration for the network, but pretty much my muse for everything that I do in life. As all parents do, I work very hard to give Scarlett the best start in life, and my interpretation of that is research, reading, learning, experimenting. And throughout the short period of time Scarlett has been on the earth, I have worked hard to equip myself with as much knowledge as possible. I found that parents were really key in my quest to find out as much as I possibly could. A fountain of knowledge, I found great comfort in chatting with parents. They happily gave me so much information, and in turn I wanted to create an online platform to be able to provide this service, a place where parents could share their own experiences to benefit other people. The website ThroughScarletsEyes.com is funded by charity Victor Children, who are based in Milton Keynes. Initially, when I wanted to get the project off the ground, I sought funding to help me build some aspects of the website. The first charity I contacted was Victor, and after pitching my idea via email, I was invited to the office in Milton Keynes to discuss my ideas further. But much to my amazement, not only did I secure a grant, but also a part-time job running the website remotely from home. They have been a great support to me and not only pay me a wage to run the service, but also provide me with a team of support and a fantastic array of contacts. They have been pivotal and helped drive this project to be as successful as it is today. We have been live for 2 years now and our community is growing every day. Okay, so I'm going to break it down. What do we actually do here at ThroughScarletsEyes.com? Firstly, we connect families using our online networks. I get lots of contacts via the website with parents wanting to find other parents of visually impaired children in their local area, or with children who have the same eye condition, or with parents wanting to speak with older, visually impaired youths. I am able to use my community to connect parents with the people that they want to speak to. On the website, we offer a collection of resources, articles and experiences. Whether it be anecdotal, practical or informative, there is lots of information covering a wide spectrum of categories. We have a very comprehensive education section, which has been created by Quinn from Positive Eye since the website has launched. Thirdly, the website is fully inclusive. We offer a platform for all parents, charities and organisations to publish any information, advertise any service or promote any products that they feel could benefit any visually impaired children and their families. Finally, signposting. This is a very important part of the website. There are lots of things I don't know, but I can most certainly point a parent in the right direction or to the right person. Just to conclude, I just wanted to confirm the ethos for the whole website. In essence, it's about positive parent empowerment, helping families to connect, inspire and inform. Myself and the wonderful community of parents and organisations that voluntarily give their time to contribute to the Through Scarlett's Eyes community have one basic thing in common. We are all passionate about making the lives of our own children better, but also the lives of all visually impaired children. We try to keep the subjects covered on the website as broad and as varied as possible. The categories we cover are assistive technology, school, books, braille and literacy, education and development, eye conditions, organisations and charities, parents' information, sport, therapies, toys and recreations, and young people's perspectives. We try to offer a number of themed weeks through the network so that we can bring together a number of articles relating to a certain subject. So, for example, on the 3rd of October, we're celebrating World Smile Day, and we're collecting quotes and pictures and videos and stories to celebrate all the little things that our children do to make us smile. On the 5th of October to the 11th of October, we're running National Braille Week. On the 26th of October to the 30th of October, we're running Toddler Week. On the 16th of November to the 20th of November, we're running a National Anti-Bullying Week. And from the 23rd of November to the 27th of November, we are creating a Dear Santa Week. At the moment, we're working in collaboration with the organisation Access to Books. We're inviting people to become a budding writer. We're very excited to launch this competition to write an accessible children's picture storybook. We are asking parents or guardians to team up with their children to help them write a story. The book can be up to 400 words, should be funny and should include your child's name in the story. Entrants will also need to supply a front cover design which illustrates the main characters and the storyline. On the judging panel, we've got Sue Hendra, who is a children's storybook author who's worked on over 70 titles, including the well-loved Barry with Fish Fingers, Norman the Slug with the Silly Shell, and Sue Potato. We've also got Tim O'Sullivan, who is the creative director at Carrot Animation, where he is the series director and script editor of BAFTA award-winning series for CBB Sarah and Duck. And we also have Eileen Finch, who is the founder and director of Access to Books Published Company, of children's picture storybooks in accessible formats.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.